live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, 16 motorists have been arrested in Donegal over the past week on suspicion of driving while under the influence. A Dunloe businessman has issued a statement following a protest against what organisers say was the endangerment of the townspeople with the introduction of criminals and convicts. A number of homes in the Tullygay and Bomney area of Letterkenny were without water again today. And B&Q has announced that it is to buy three home-based stores in Ireland, including the Letterkenny one. Those stories to follow in full, but in plus more, but first in news, 16 motorists have been arrested in Donegal since December the 16th on suspicion of driving while under the influence. Gardaí are reiterating their appeal to people to never drink or drug drive and to not risk the lives of other road users by making irresponsible decisions when it comes to road safety. They're asking drivers to slow down on the roads if travelling home for Christmas, out shopping or visiting relations. Donegal County Council, meanwhile, is also appealing to people to be the reason someone gets home safely this Christmas. They're urging people to stay focused, slow down, always wear your seatbelt, never drink or drug drive and to never use a mobile phone while driving. The council is also asking pedestrians to be safe and be seen. Elsewhere, police have named the woman who died in a single vehicle crash in County Fermanagh last night. 20-year-old Amy Stokes from Ballyconnell in County Cavan died following the crash on the Ballyconnell Road. It happened at around 10 to 11 and she was a passenger in the car. Other people in the vehicle were brought to hospital for treatment to non-life-threatening injuries. Amy's family say they are devastated by her loss and she will be sorely missed by her family and friends and have appealed for privacy. Separately, in County Tyrone, a lorry driver in his 40s died in a crash in Barrow Village yesterday morning. A Dunloe businessman has issued a statement following a protest against what organisers say is the endangerment of the townspeople with the introduction of criminals and convicts. PJ Boyle has confirmed that he will no longer be accepting individuals sent from the housing sector of Donegal County Council. Donal Kavanagh has more.
In a statement, PJ Boyle says over the last couple of years, they've engaged with the local authority to house people identified as social housing applicants, availing of homeless vouchers and awaiting permanent housing. He says once it's established there's a vacancy, he is not privy to their social standing, personal data, including criminal record or any medical history, and is not authorised to carry out a vetting process. Mr. Boyle says in response to the upset and unrest in the Rosses and the wider community, they have taken the tough decision to no longer accept individuals sent from Donegal County Council. He says the several businesses he owns, along with his cousin, were not designed nor fashioned with a view to attracting or accommodating anyone with antisocial tendencies. Mr. Boyle says from April 2022 until July 2024, they house a number of people under the Ukrainian refugee scheme and they do not and never have accommodated any persons identified on the IPPS scheme. He says it's his understanding that the last voucher was issued to them by Donegal County Council on Thursday, December 19th.
The full statement from PJ Boyle is available on our website, highlandradio.com. The Healy Rays could play a role in supporting the next government. That's according to the Irish Times political editor, Pat Leahy, who says the Kerry natives, Deputy Michael Healy Ray and Danny Healy Ray, haven't ruled themselves out of supporting the government. Negotiations up to now have put the regional group of independents, fronted by Deputy Michael Lowry, as the most likely coalition partner for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. However, Pat Leahy believes that there's still a lot to be decided.
Talks have been going on with the two Healy Rays. Now, they're not part of the Michael Lowry group. So I was talking to Michael Healy Ray last week and he indicated that the government might not be a three-legged stool, it could be a four-legged chair. Now, exactly how that plays out, we'll have to wait until the negotiations begin again to see.
A number of homes in the Tullygay and Bomney areas of Letterkenny were without water again today. Ishke Aaron says work to resolve a reservoir issue is now complete and supply should start to return to affected areas. Anne-Marie is one of those affected. She says there have been intermittent issues over the past number of weeks, but this latest one was particularly difficult because of the additional pressures of Christmas.
We had an issue 2 weeks ago when it went for about 15 hours and then it did come back. But it began to give problems again yesterday. There was low pressure. And I know one of my neighbours had an issue. She had a wash on at the time in her washing machine. But then the water went off completely. Later on in the afternoon, it came back with very low pressure and not enough to fill the tanks again. And then it went off completely. And we've had no water since yesterday. As of now, we can't even flush a toilet or run a tap to wash our hands. And I suppose on a Christmas Eve, it's particularly, I think, poignant that when we're people have visitors, and I suppose just it's never easy at any particular time, but it's particularly difficult over these days of Christmas when everybody is at home and we need our water so much. I have just been into town and bought some bottled water. My husband is going to buy more to tide us over. O'Donnell Mandy has been very good in highlighting this, as have yourselves, but again, it seems to be becoming more and more widespread in our area.
Investigations are continuing in Derry after a man was injured during a weekend assault. Between 11 o'clock on Friday night and 1:30 on Saturday morning, the man was attacked in the Guildhall Square area. He sustained a facial injury and a laceration to the back of his head. Police say inquiries are ongoing to establish the circumstances of the incident. They're appealing to anyone who was in the area at the time and saw the assault to contact them on 101. The National Ambulance Service is asking people to only contact them in the case of an emergency, as they'll be experiencing a high number of calls over the Christmas period. They're warning people may have to wait for an ambulance if they're suffering from a minor injury. Advanced paramedic Richard Daly says it will be all hands on deck over the next few days and the ambulance service will be running as normal. He says Christmas usually brings a high volume of emergency calls.
As with most festive seasons, there's some alcohol involved. So with alcohol comes slips, trips and falls, as they normally would. But again, they're with family members and extended family members, so sometimes blood pressures can rise a little bit and there might be the odd occasional row or a fight might break out or ensue as well.
Unions, meanwhile, are warning that assaults on hospital staff are being underreported. The latest figures from the HSE show that there were over 100 assaults on staff in hospitals last month, per month this year. Former consultant in emergency medicine Chris Luke says the figures are a very significant underestimate. He believes assaults have gotten particularly worse because of overcrowding.
So overcrowding in an emergency department setting would be, of course, the main proximate cause of violence and aggression and dissatisfaction. People either, you know, being aggressive towards the staff or, of course, as we've seen in recent reports, people you know, stomping out of the emergency department. And, of course, there's very little that the staff can do other than what they're doing, which is working.
B&Q has announced that it is to buy 3 home-based stores in Ireland, including the Letterkenny store. The company has agreed to acquire 3 leasehold stores that are currently trading as home-based in the Republic of Ireland for £3.2 million. Jessica Woodlock has more.
The 3 home-based leasehold stores being purchased by B&Q Ireland Limited are in Letterkenny, Navan and Waterford. The agreement for the stores is subject to landlord and customary regulatory approvals. The complete takeover is expected to be completed by the end of 2025. In a statement, B&Q has confirmed that following a period of consultation, employees at the 3 stores will become employees of B&Q. Graham Bell, CEO of B&Q, says they look forward to swiftly concluding the purchase and converting the stores to the B&Q brand.
A Midlands Northwest MEP has told the European Parliament that efforts must be made to ensure that cash is still viable. Kieran Mullooly highlighted results from a 2022 European Central Bank survey, which noted that 59% of consumers use cash at the point of sale and 60% of respondents expressed a clear preference for maintaining both cash and cashless payment options. Mr. Mullooly also pointed out the practical qualities that are unique to cash.
At one of the busiest times of the year for consumers, I believe it's essential to tell the Commissioner here tonight that euro notes and coins must remain a viable option to purchase goods and pay for services across the EU. A 2022 survey conducted by the European Central Bank found that 59% of consumers use cash at the point of sale. In the same survey, 60% of respondents expressed their preference for maintaining the option of both cash and cashless payments. In the meantime, while digital payments have gained ground, cash remains the most popular method of payments, and there are concerns. Digital payment systems have become more susceptible now to cyber attacks from places like Russia and elsewhere. We've heard the Dutch Central Bank issue a stark warning to the public, urging them to ensure that they have cash on hand for essential transactions. So my message tonight is very simple. We must call on the Commission to ensure that cash legally remains acceptable everywhere. In places, even in places like Starbucks and Ryanair, who think they can be exceptions in this regard. As policymakers, we must ensure that citizens remain the freedom to choose their preferred method of payment. Mr. President and Commissioner, cash is king, and long may it continue.
An open evening to discuss Moville's regeneration strategy and action plan is due to be held in the new year. A committee has been formed to discuss the plan and two consultants appointed. Councillor Martin Farn says it's important that the community's voice is at the centre of the project.
We did have an open evening where they would have brought a number of ideas to the people of Moville, where they were invited along to come and have a look at it and to make their own suggestions on how they would like to see the town going forward and what should happen. And I want to say there was quite a number of people turned up at that evening, and what they have done now, the consultants have gone back and they're piecing this together, and hopefully now in January, sometime in January, early February, that we will have another open evening there as well, and they will be bringing back the ideas, implementing the ideas that the people would have brought up on the night. So it will be great, and this is something really that's been, whilst it's been led out by Donegal County Council, it's really been led out by the people in the local community of what they would like to see and how they'd like to see the changes happening in their town. And, you know, hopefully when the process is finished, that it will certainly benefit the town. This is what I'd be hoping for.
Letterkenny University Hospital has welcomed the publication of the National Inpatient Experience Survey 2024. 79% of participants said they had a good to very good overall experience. Bella Finn has more.
Patients said they were always given enough privacy at Letterkenny University Hospital when being examined or treated. They always felt treated with respect and dignity and felt confident in the safety of their treatment and care. The areas identified as needing improvement included patients who wanted to give feedback or make a complaint but did not know how or where to do so. Welcoming the findings, Sean Murphy, hospital manager, says they provide an important insight into patients' perspectives and has helped change and improve hospital care since 2017 when the first survey was carried out. As part of the hospital's improvement plan, systems are being put in place in the hospital to collect service user feedback in the form of an anonymous questionnaire which will be analysed on a monthly basis.
There were almost 285,000 library visits in Donegal in the 12 months to the end of October this year. The figures were provided to Councillor Declan Meehan in answer to a question he submitted to officials last month. Donna Marie Doherty reports.
The busiest library in the county was the Central Library in Letterkenny with 99,284 visits, followed by Buncrana with 38,846. That's closely followed by Carndonagh Library with 34,732 visits and Bundoran with 23,160. There were 22,615 library visits recorded in the twin towns of Ballybuffet and Stranorlar, while there were 22,094 visits to Leorland, Fibble and Rossin in Dunloe. By municipal district, Letterkenny Milford had 108,781 library visits, and Inishowen had 79,954, Donegal had 36,555, Glenties had 33,687 and Lifford Stranorlar had 25,708 visits. There's a full library by library breakdown available on our website highlandradio.com.
Ireland is one of the warmest countries in Europe today. Hopes of a white Christmas have been dashed as mild temperatures not falling below 11 degrees are predicted for tomorrow. However, colder weather could be on the way, with temperatures expected to drop at the beginning of January. Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather says there will be dry conditions for Santa travelling this evening.
The dreams of a white Christmas have all but faded for most of Europe, actually, but we are one of the warmest spots in Europe this morning, above 10 degrees, and it is going to get up to 12 or 13 degrees today and tomorrow. So, yes, a very mild Christmas.
People are being urged to remember the true spirit of the season this Christmas Eve. On a special 9 till noon show earlier, Bishop Philip Boyce, the retired Bishop of Raphoe, said Christmas is rooted in poverty and inclusiveness.
The angels told the shepherds that they would find something that would cause great joy. And they give you a sign. A sign was this child born in a stable in Bethlehem. So when God came into our world as a human being, yeah, taking on our flesh and blood, so that he was able to live with us and even suffer for us. And so he came in poverty, just the same as anybody else. And that was a sign, poverty, so that nobody could feel excluded. I mean, if he came as a strong warrior, well, we might expect that, you know, if it was God himself who was coming in. But no, a helpless child who depended for everything on his mother, like all little children.
Meanwhile, the Bishop of Derry and Raphoe, Bishop Andrew Forrester, stressed the importance of hope at a time when the situation internationally seems very bleak. He said this struck him very forcefully while singing at a carol service over the weekend.
I was at a carol service and we sang that really famous carol, In the Bleak Midwinter. And I sort of thought as I was singing it, that almost reflects the world at the moment, that it feels like a bleak midwinter when we watch the news and we see what's going on. You know, we're talking about Gaza, we're thinking about Ukraine, the uncertainty in Syria and so on. And, we believe Jesus comes into the world as the Prince of Peace, and yet we don't see much peace. But I think Christmas is the time when we can have a rebirth of hope in what is good and what is true, what is kind, even for our own lives, for all of us, those big issues of the world almost seem beyond us. Like, I'm absolutely sure that it's not within God's will to see what is happening at the moment, but I think it's incumbent on people of goodwill to do what they can to make the world around them even a better place in a bleak midwinter.
And finally, Santa is already well on his way around the world delivering presents. He's finished his visit to Malaysia and is now making his way across Thailand. He and his reindeer have been given clearance by the government to enter Irish airspace later tonight. Santa is reminding people not to worry if they don't have a fireplace, that he will find a way to visit everyone.
This has never been a problem for us because I will be wearing my magic, my wonderful onesie. And my wonderful onesie can get me through all sorts of small spaces, air vents, letter boxes, even any tiny little opening.
Weather now, mild and cloudy this evening with some patches of mist and drizzle. Lowest temperatures tonight of 9 to 11 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. 16 motorists have been arrested in Donegal since December the 16th on suspicion of driving while under the influence. Gardaí are reiterating their appeal to never drink and drug drive and to not risk the lives of other road users by making irresponsible decisions when it comes to road safety. A Dunloe businessman has issued a statement following a protest against what organisers say was the endangerment of the townspeople with the introduction of criminals and convicts. PJ Boyle has confirmed that he will no longer be accepting individuals sent from the housing sector of Donegal County Council. A number of homes in the Tullygay and Bomini areas of Letterkenny were without water again today. Ishka Aaron says work to resolve a reservoir issue is now complete and supplies should start to return to affected areas. And the National Ambulance Service is asking people to only contact them in the case of an emergency, as they will be experiencing a high volume of calls over the Christmas period. They're warning people they may have to wait for an ambulance if they're suffering from a minor injury. That's all from Highland Radio News for now, and the Highland Radio News team for Christmas Eve. From all of us, have a very Merry Christmas. The obituary notice is for this Tuesday evening, December the 24th. The death has taken place of Michael Kern, Mickey, on Rackham, Buncrana, County Donegal. Mickey will be reposing at his late residence this evening from 6 o'clock. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, donations to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or porter funeral directors. The death has taken place of Trevor Henderson, Gara Bon, Glenealy. Trevor's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Friday at 12 noon, going to Hillhead Presbyterian Church, Carndonna, for 1 o'clock funeral service, followed by interment in the Church of Ireland Cemetery, Glenealy. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the staff at the Oncology Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin, funeral director. And the death has occurred of Charlie McKinney, Home Cottage, Cock Hill Road, Buncrana. Charlie's remains are reposing at his home.
Fiona on Thursday morning, leaving at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family time on Christmas Day until 4 o'clock. Fiona can be viewed on churchservices.tv. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.